This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live right now from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida, across the country on leading radio stations all around, including some of our Salem Media Group sister stations. Hello, AM 710 KNUS in Denver, and hello, Atlanta, AM 920 The Answer, as well as being heard broadcasting all around the world, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. Now, we are heard on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And to our first responders that are out there, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for the great job you do in keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the convenience store clerks, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the truck stop waitresses, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the candlestick makers, the janitorial workers, the security folks, and also those folks that work on construction sites at night, we thank you for the job you're doing for America. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and sign up for the USCCA. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there. Register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, right now we're joined by Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, I now know why Nancy and Chucky don't want the president's wall.
Well, there's more than one reason, but tell me the reason you're specifying.
Quan Energy Systems, which is a company that is developing a virtual wall. They are fixing to go with an IPO and become a publicly traded company. Nancy and Chucky and all of her little Democratic friends, this would be the lead company to get the contract to do the virtual wall where they want to do it along the border, and they would make a fortune off this.
Wow. Okay. That explains it then.
And here's the deal. They right now are experimenting with their virtual wall on the Pakistani-India border, which also gives them the opportunity for facial recognition. And, oh, by the way, the competition to this company was just bought by another major company. Take a wild guess at who just bought into the virtual face identification business.
Major U.S. company?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Facebook.
Okay.
Zuckerberg just paid $1 billion to buy this company to get into the virtual identification process. And you and I are going to have a discussion about Facebook here in a little while, too.
But I can already see one problem with that, though. While it may be working fine one day, but just like your computers and things like that, there are glitches that pop up and, you know, you have your down moments and things of that nature. You still need a physical barrier where applicable to help out in that kind of a situation if you want to truly protect the border.
Yeah, but they also have the opportunity to make a lot of money when they go with this virtual thing because it'll save them several billion dollars, if you will, and they're going to talk about all the money they save. Meantime, they're going to make several billion dollars on their investment.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, there you go.
And you see, Silicon Valley, which still does a lot of, you know, they pull a lot of punches, wants Nancy and all of the other Democrats to win over this wall debate and not Trump, because they stand to make lots and lots of money with their advances in artificial intelligence, digital cameras, everything from advanced and surveillance technology, facial recognition. They're the ones that stand to gain the most, and I found out about that. Denise Simon did the research, wrote the article, and I'm telling you, this will blow your mind.
Wow. Really nice stuff, but the problem is also the people and the mindset of the people that are controlling all of this stuff, too. That is a problem, to me anyway.
Well, they're out to make a buck off the United States, you know, off your U.S. citizens, and tell you it's all about security, when in this particular case, it's all about money.
And not real security.
No.
All the time anyway, so.
No, and we need to have a barrier. It doesn't have to be a wall.
Yeah.
But we need to have a barrier. And what do you suppose the president's going to announce today at 3 p.m.?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I bet it won't be, well, first of all, we're not going to declare a national state of emergency. That's not going to happen. But we might hear about the military being used, which he can do without declaring a state of emergency, to at least go for the 350 miles of reinforced barriers, fence, if you will, that was already authorized by the Senate and the House to be repaired and replaced with this better reinforced see-through enhanced barrier. So I think that's what we may hear.
That would be nice. Hopefully, you know, some of the new stuff that they're going to be putting up, I hope, eventually, and even some of the repairs, I just hope that they're tall enough, because something 10 feet or, you know, it's just not tall enough.
You have to put on top of this, because it was proven the other day with what happened in Yuma, you have to put concertina wire up on top of that, because we had an area in Yuma where 500 of them got over the fence in about 20 minutes, and the reason they got over the fence was because there was no wire on the top of it. They just dropped a ladder truck on top of it, and boom, over the top they came.
Yeah, so it's got to be taller, or put something, like you said, the wire on top, the concertina wire, something, because, you know, just the ones that I've seen are just not tall enough.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Ron Edwards. The RonEdwards.com is the website, the Edwards Notebook guy. We got an Edwards Notebook in a can to play here, so don't go anywhere. We're coming right back, and we're also going to talk about Mike Pence's wife and all the persecution she's currently under because she wants to go back and teach school at a religious school.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Mike Gallagher.
I read this article. There's an op-ed by Maureen Dowd over the weekend in the New York Times. Scathing attack on President Trump about what a corrupt, petulant brat he is. And he compared Trump's father to Nancy Pelosi's father. Nancy Pelosi comes from, of course, a long line of Democrat activists and people. Her dad was, I don't know, Big Tommy or Big Jimmy or Big Bubba, I don't know. Her dad was some character in Baltimore politics. But Nancy Pelosi's honorable, according to Maureen Dowd of the New York Times. She, like, tries to reach out to the poor, and she cares about people. And of course, Trump doesn't care about anybody. He's a trust fund baby. He just got money from Fred. And I'm thinking, nowhere in this hit piece on Trump that Maureen Dowd wrote over the weekend does it even mention the immense wealth of Nancy Pelosi. Do you know how rich she is? It's stunning, and Maureen Dowd never once mentions it. She mocks Trump because he came from a hard-scrabble, hard-working real estate guy like Fred, and he had rough edges too, just like Donald Trump does, like we all do, basically. And she mocks the wealth that Trump was born into, but somehow Nancy Pelosi, according to Maureen Dowd, is exempt from that scrutiny. Nancy Pelosi, you want to know where she and her husband, she's a member of Congress, lives like Queen of England in this mansion in San Francisco, which incidentally, good for her. I'm not complaining about it, but liberals who pretend that they don't live that way just crack me up. Democrats who are emerging as the best and the brightest of the party sound like Fidel Castro. They are filthy socialists who hate financial success except for their own. And then it's okay. Trump ought to be able to beat these people with one arm tied behind his back. My point in all this, as I keep giving you example after example of just the utterly, shockingly, appallingly crappy leadership of the Democrats, the best they have to offer, Trump's going to beat these folks with one arm tied behind his back. It's not even going to be a close call. It's not even going to be a contest.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on AM 930. The Answer.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundtampa.com. That's surroundtampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, Wayne Allen Root will be back on again next week. He was all tied up this week, wasn't able to come on. Kyle did that extra night, so he was on all six nights, and we appreciate him very much. This portion of the program brought to you by GEICO. That's right, GEICO, your local GEICO agent. There's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent. You can get a great rate with a personal touch, and your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your car, your automobile, your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. Check them out through your local GEICO insurance agent. GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and they insure me, too. So, all you got to do is go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. Ask them for a quote today, and you'll find out what I know, and that is that they do the right thing. You will save a bunch of money. I did right off the bat, and safe drivers always get discounts at GEICO. All right, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Is it snowing up by you yet?
Lightly, very lightly.
Okay, well, you may be on the short end of the stick here, because there is some snow that's coming across I-94, and there is a winter storm warning up for everything down below you. So maybe you'll dodge this bullet, but you certainly will get snow flurries if nothing else up
there. Yeah, we're going to get about 3 or 4 inches, but that's down from 5 to 7. Which they had predicted earlier. And it's so funny because in Cleveland, they were slated to get about 12 inches, and they're celebrating that it's going to be down to about 5 to 7, because I guess the front moved down a little bit more than they thought it was.
Yeah, it's down along I-64 right now. It went down that far, and the lake effect machine is going to kick in east of Cleveland. So Cleveland may be celebrating, but everybody else will be digging out from a bunch of snow over the weekend. Now, let's keep going here because... I've got some other things I wanted to mention. Again, the president We talked about the fact he's going to make some sort of major announcement on the shutdown, on the border situation. I do not believe that he will declare a national state of emergency, but I do believe that there's a strong possibility he may talk about the role of the military, and they may start building that 350 miles of reinforcing, rather, that 350 miles of fence along the border that needs to be done.
Yeah, and I've heard some talk about that myself. And they've done some, you know, expose down there, some of the so-called barriers that are already there. You can literally just walk right over some of the barriers. It's an insult how low some of those barriers are. They're about the height of an average, you know, when you're running track or whatever, one of those things you jump over, a little fence.
Hurdle. But,
yeah, hurdles. I mean, and they call that a barrier, and there's miles of that stuff, and it needs to be replaced post haste.
Now, I want to mention something here about what happened in Florida yesterday. Our governor has hit the ground running, Ron DeSantis, and doing a lot of great things, and he just replaced the West Palm Beach Supervisor of Elections, Susan Boucher, who was another version of Brenda Snipes. She'd had all kinds of problems, wasn't able to do things that needed to be done according to the law in Florida. Obviously was either totally inept or had no intention of doing anything. Now, she was replaced with an acting supervisor of elections who happens to be a Republican Party attorney. Now, this is a very heavy Democratic county, so that you know there's going to be a lot of repercussion over that. But just like they're doing in Broward, they're going in and they're looking to see if there's other people responsible for the ineptness that happened there and just the gross negligence that took place. And if they find that to be the case in Palm Beach, there'll be a whole bunch of people that will be let go and will be out looking for a new line of work.
No, that's good. It's because when you consider the important elections that are going to be coming up, they need to clean that up. And thank God that you all have a governor now that's willing to get in.
Youngest
there.
Governor in the country, and he's hit the ground running. And boy, we like what we see so far.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be great. I think you guys are going to be very happy. I think he has plans to even cut more taxes and all of that. So it's going to be good.
Yeah, it is going to be good. And, of course, the other thing that's going on is the news outlets are just absolutely doing a number right now on the president and his comments. The Mueller's office had to issue an article. Let's see, what did they do? They issued a statement last night about this BuzzFeed story that came out. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, they
debunked the whole thing and said it's not true. The article on Trump and the Cohen conversations, BuzzFeed is standing by their article saying that, oh, no, we verified it. And, oh, yeah, we got all these people that said whatever. Well, it's just not true. And if, for Mueller to come out and say anything means it was really bad.
Yeah, it was awful. And, in fact, BuzzFeed is saying, well, they need to explain what they're talking about, what's not true. They're trying to sound credible.
Well, they said they talked to 10 sources, and the 10 sources they talked to gave them a totally different line, and they were standing by their story and this, that, and the other. But then they wouldn't say who their sources were.
Right.
And when they do that, that means that, guess what? Somebody said something to somebody who said something to somebody who said something to somebody, and every time you do that, the story changes.
And maybe somebody didn't say anything, and they're just making it up.
Right. Now, let's talk about Mike Pence for a minute, because his wife wanted to go back to teaching, and there was an opening at a Christian school in the Washington, D.C. area, and she was accepted to do some substitute teaching, if you will, classroom teaching.
Yep.
And she had to sign a statement, something to pertain that you would not bring up or discuss what the church does not adhere to, and that was the LGBTQ policy, whatever it is.
ABCDEFGHI.
Yeah, whatever, but they weren't going to bring that up, and I understand that that's religion. There's some religions that don't believe that. There's other people that do, but that's their personal persuasion. And they're entitled to do that. The Constitution grants them the opportunity to do that. But what we're seeing right now, and what we need to really understand, is we should take it seriously when the left says that they don't like religion, which is exactly what we're seeing. No, they do not like religion.
It's not religion they have a problem with. It's Christianity they have a religion. There's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so when these people, when you hear these people go to Nutsville and scream about her, or in any cases, many cases they'll scream about this, that, and the other, it is because Christianity has a certain stand. And the and although there's another major religion that has a certain stand against a certain lifestyle, but the reason why they don't go after the other major religion, and you know what it is because yeah. in other areas that other religion is on the side of the left against America and our way of life. So that's why you don't have the attacks on the other major religion that also has statutes against a certain lifestyle.
Now, the other thing, Tony Perkins, who I believe is with American Family Association,
sure,
he came out and he said liberals are showing how much First Freedom is at risk with the attacks on Karen Pence. I totally agree with that statement.
Yeah, well, and he points out, as I just did without mentioning it, he points out the difference between how they go after the Christians as opposed to Muslims, which are also against certain lifestyles.
Yeah, and over in the Middle, also, and over in the Middle East, they actually kill people with that theory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And in a variety of ways.
Yeah.
Tossing up of buildings, you know, beheading, you know, you name it, they do it. And so, like I said, the reason why they don't go after the other major religion, Islam, is because Islam is sort of friends right. with the left in America.
Now I want to finish by talking about the Washington Post article that said that the United States may fine Facebook for privacy violations. Well, it's a lot more than privacy violations right now. They are actually purging groups, conservative groups. Now, they hit you up for what, 1,500 members of your group?
Yes, approximately 1,500, a little bit more than that, but yeah.
And the reason was?
Well, the reason was that they gave me is that the members were not up to their standards and
did not adhere to the standards of the group is what I got.
Yeah, same thing. Didn't you know adhere to the standards of my group, blah blah blah, and so they purged them, and you know that was the basic reason, which is you know a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, and they took 1,000 people out of the Captain's America Third Watch group, which is a new group. And that I've got for the new radio show. And it was moving along. And with all the different groups I'm in, I've got like 700,000 followers. I'm watching to see what happens with that number with the 14 groups that I'm either an administrator in or I actually run the group. So anyway, here comes the music. We'll have to talk to you Tuesday about this and more. Let me know if they take any more members away from you.
I will. You take
All right.
care and have a great rest of your show.
I will. Thank you. And that's Ron Edwards, everybody. The RonEdwards.com website, the Edwards Notebook. We've got an Edwards Notebook in the queue here. We're going to play it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at theanswerkappa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So, what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. President Donald Trump is offering a new plan for border security. He says that he will make a major announcement on the government shutdown and the southern border on Saturday afternoon. The White House did not immediately provide details on Friday about what the president would be announcing, but a person familiar with the planning said that the president planned to outline a new deal with specific proposals that the administration believes could potentially pave the way to the shutdown's end. President Trump says it's a very sad day for journalism, but a great day for our country after the special counsel's office disputed the accuracy of a BuzzFeed news story about the president. Spokesman for Robert Mueller's office issued an extraordinary statement Friday characterizing as not accurate a BuzzFeed story that said that the president had directed his former lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a Trump real estate project in Moscow. This is SRN News.
Yes, yes, yes!
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience. Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways.
I can breathe!
You'll get all the air you need through your nose, not your mouth. And with less snoring, there's more chance of sleep.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Looking for term life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, or have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost around $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or BigLou.com. For affordable term life, visit BigLou.com.
Do you have a cracked or broken windshield and full coverage insurance? Do you want a new windshield at no charge and up to $100 cash back on the spot for your damaged windshield? Call Autoglass America today at 813-96-GLASS. They work for you, not your insurance company.
813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Autoglass America.
Larry Elder. Just a few years ago, Democrats were mouthing the same words that Trump is using now. As I've said many times, how did this become a partisan issue? If it is true that illegal aliens have placed a burden on taxpayers to the tune of, what, $70,000 to $80,000 per illegal alien, why is that a partisan issue?
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Yes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
America's founding fathers warned against getting the United States entangled in foreign conflicts. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, since around 625 A.D., Muslim factions have been slaughtering each other and planning a worldwide caliphate. For many years, America has been battling in Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq. It used to be that our mighty armed forces fought to totally defeat enemies. But ever since the kooky concept of rules of engagement, our military heroes have been hampered from fully engaging and defeating adversaries. It should not be difficult to understand that no enemy is defeated until they cannot fight back or start up again once you back off. ISIS has been reduced, but not yet defeated. Currently, there are 30,000 ISIS terrorists with about $450 million left to buy more armaments. I agree with President Trump that our great soldiers should come home, but first, they should be allowed to fully engage the enemy and light them up until they fully surrender or meet their maker. Our military has the skill set to get the job done quickly, if unleashed, without any foolish PC impediments. May God bless our military heroes and our republic. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericanMatters.us and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of your military and veterans news is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay. And they have some things to offer you that could hit. You can hit the ground running right away, making a lot of money after the training. Listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, and whether you've been in the military or whether or not you're a civilian getting out, maybe you're getting out of high school and you're looking for a really good career and something to do where you can make a lot of money, and if you're fortunate enough, you can advance right up the system, because it's all about individual performance as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you've got no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy by going to naa.edu. That's their website, naa.edu. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, where they're enlarging the size of the campus and adding a lot more students as well, because the secret's out. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will have a job in your hand before you graduate from the National Aviation Academy. Over 95% of their graduates have a job in their hand before they even get the diploma, all contingent, of course, to getting their certification, FAA certification, and their diploma certificate of completion at National Aviation Academy as an aviation maintenance tech. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open up the door for you wide open. Now, in Veterans News this hour, America's veterans are experiencing an 18-year low in unemployment rates. The numbers are continuing to go down, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. Now, it's 3.2% for men who are veterans now, and 2.3% for women. So it really is the best unemployment news for America's warriors in 40 or 50 years. Now, veterans come with a set of skills that are absolutely vital in this 20th century economy. And we know that the credit is due to employers recognizing veterans because they bring discipline and a sense of service to the workplace that's not found in many places. And a lot of people hang up signs, "We hire veterans," or "Veterans get priority," whatever. Matter of fact, right here where I'm at, Salem Media Group Tampa, we are looking right now for a position, looking for a veteran or someone that's just coming out of the service and is looking for a ground-level entry opportunity to work their way into engineering here, which is a pretty good job. But anyway, that is what it is. Now, also, the president signed two veterans bills into law with the 115th Congress, where they passed a couple of bills aimed at improving education and other aspects of the transition from military to civilian life. And now that President Trump's signature has made them law, the Veterans Benefits and Transaction Act and the Forever GI Bill Housing Payment Fulfillment Act means that veterans and military families will have a lot more positive things going for them at their disposal, which is exactly what you want. Because, again, helping out
helping out those who have served America, those that have spilled their blood, those that have lost arms and legs. To me, that's the priority that America needs to have. That's the priority right there. And that includes our first responders in that, too. Now, Congressman Michael Waltz is a combat-decorated Green Beret. And he differed with the Trump administration this week because the Trump administration had claimed that ISIS had been defeated while commenting on the terrorist bombing that claimed U.S. troops' lives in Syria. And they're not defeated. What's defeated is the caliphate. But while they've taken the handcuffs off the military to do the best job they can possibly do to go after these guys, they are not defeated as a movement at all. It's not defeated in Syria or Iraq. And they're going to go to the ground and wage guerrilla warfare. They've been driven out of their area for the most part. They've scattered all across the Middle East. Iraq and Syria are just two parts of where they've gone. They've also found their way back into North Africa, Libya. And they've also found their way into Somalia, which is still a hotbed of terrorism. They're down there in Niger, Boko Haram. They're also in Yemen. Al-Qaeda's still there. So, you have to understand that while we've defeated them in one area and their numbers are less, they scattered to fight another day, which is what they do. Now, Turkey doesn't see ISIS as a priority. They think the priority is the Kurds. And with Iran dominating the region, the other thing that they keep looking at is Israel. How can they get to Israel? How can they get to Israel? How can they get to Israel? Well, Russia and the Assad regime in Syria, which is absolutely murderous, also remains a concern, and the United States' investment of a few thousand troops is worth noting. Now, Congressman Waltz said he's also concerned that ISIS may have become emboldened in the comments made by President Trump about pulling out our troops, because even if the announcement doesn't lead to tactical moves strategically, they now know that they can just sit back and wait us out. Now, will that happen? Probably. It's happened before in many areas. How long will it go on? Don't know. And Steve in Thailand, I agree with you. Thank you very much. We've been hearing comments all night long from Steve in Thailand and Al in Nebraska and several other people. Because you can always go to the Facebook page of the Captain's America Radio Show, the Captain's America Third Watch, and comment over there, and the message gets to us. Sometimes I don't see it right away, but when I see it, then I answer it. All right, we're coming back. Final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America coming right up. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Dennis Prager believes teachers' unions are part of the problem.
One is allowed to chew gum and walk at the same time. Understand how destructive teachers' unions are without having animosity toward all teachers. Teachers unions are destructive forces in America. They're dark forces. Sorry. Some wonderful people are members of the dark force. The teachers union.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at noon. Right before Phil's Gang at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
By now you've heard or seen the Gillette razor commercial that depicts one of feminism's stereotypes about men. In the ad, men are lined up behind barbecue grills. In another scene, boys fight with each other and are eventually separated. Then there are boys who look more like girls than boys. Draw your own conclusions from that one. There's been an assault on masculinity and what it means to be male since the 1960s. Remember when feminists advocated giving girls trucks and boys dolls, thinking this would help eradicate the difference between male and female? It didn't. It's all part of the same effort to emasculate men and make them subservient to women. Where in modern culture is the man who is a faithful and loving husband, a good father to his children, and who displays integrity in all he does? Absent. Instead, we get predatory males, rapists, adulterers, and worse, if that's possible, on TV and in movies. At the same time, the feminists disparage men. Many complain they can't find men who will commit to them. You can't have it both ways. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin in my bass boat. Yeah, me and the boys were going up to the Intercoastal, you know, for a fishing tournament over the weekend there, and just thought I'd check in with you on the way up. You know, I was walking out to the mailbox the other day when I was actually up on dry dock, and I got a piece of mail from the city. I opened it up, and it's a ticket from one of them blooming red light cameras. But the funny thing is, my bass boat and my trailer's so big, that's the only thing in the picture. So it looks like I got a ticket for floating my bass boat down Highway 41. Can you imagine?
Yes, stay tuned for the continuing adventures of Melvin and his bass boat every weekend somewhere on the lakes, ponds, and rivers of the southwest coast of Florida. All right, well, now it's time for our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club, of course, has 168 locations all across the United States. And we've got the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club system right here in Tampa Bay. Now, today is Saturday. We'll have increasing clouds. It'll be breezy. We might have some rain later tonight. But the winds will start out this morning. It'll be fairly gusty, 15 to 20 knots. Now,
trees. Seas will be 3 to 5 foot, becoming choppy. It'll be a bit rough out there. The Gulf water temperature is currently 64 degrees. The bay water temperature, 63 degrees. The low tide comes at 7:10 a.m. this morning. The high tide at 2:45 p.m. Now today, starting out mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Southwest winds 5 to 14 miles an hour, becoming south-southwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 22 to 25 miles per hour. By the way, today's the Gasparilla Children's Parade, so remember that over there on Bay to Bay. They've got a lot of the roadways shut down, and you'll have to park quite a ways away and take a shuttle over there if you're planning on going to that children's parade, which is a very popular event. Tonight, there'll be a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. Some of the storms could be severe, low around 60, at 60 right now outside, breezy with a chance of wind 11 to 16 miles an hour, with gusts tomorrow as high as 30 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 90%. Coming up overnight into Sunday morning, and new rainfall amounts between a quarter and half an inch are possible. Now, keep in mind there's also a big storm coming across the central part of the United States, and I'll get into all that before we part company for the weekend. But I want to tell you about the Freedom Boat Club right now, with 168 locations across the country, and the biggest franchise right here in my backyard in Tampa, Florida, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, they've got three different plans that you can join. One is the economy plan. That's the one I'm on, great for retirees and those who work weekends. It's a Monday through Friday plan, which is when I get out and go on a boat. If I want to go on a weekend, I pay a little few extra dollars because you have to upgrade. And that's fine. I don't care. If I do, I do. But the first month, the member dues are free. You get unlimited weekday usage Monday through Friday at all of the locations here in Tampa Bay for you and another member of your household. You get 4 rolling reservations at a time. You get reciprocity to go anywhere in the system, anywhere across the country to the 168 locations that they have in the United States. Now, your one-time entry fee that you pay, you get $1,000 off right now if you go to join, but if you're a member of the military, if you're a first responder, if you're a veteran, if you're a member of the health profession, you get an extra $500 or $1,500 off the one-time entry fee, and then you can finance the balance of the entry fee if you need to for 15 months. Also, the standard plan is the most popular, 7 days a week. First month of the member dues are free, unlimited 7-day usage at any of the locations here in our area. 4 rolling reservations at a time, reciprocity for anywhere in the country, any of those 168 national locations. And the same applies with the $1,000 off the one-time entry fee, $500 in addition, or a total of $1,500 if you're a active-duty military person, veteran, first responder, active or retired, or a member of the medical profession. You get $1,500 off your one-time entry fee. And again, you can finance it for 15 months if you have to do that. And then they have the seasonal plan, which means that if you don't live in Florida all year round, you come down here, you join month to month, join 2 months, 3 months, whatever. You don't get reciprocity to go to the other locations, but you are a member while you're down here. You can use the boat just like as if you're part of the family, which you are. So there you go. And if you're in another part of the country and you belong to the Freedom Boat Club and you're listening to me right now, your reciprocity also includes coming down here and using one of the Freedom boats, in case they haven't told you. And I keep finding out that a lot of people have not been told that they can actually do that. So Freedom Boat Club, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Give them a call to find out more. Tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for you, too. Now, no matter how long this government shutdown lasts or how many more follow, 2020 is going to be actually, I believe, about the national security election, not an election about the shutdown. Because in the wake of the Secretary of State Pompeo and National Security Advisor Bolton's recent trips to the greater Middle East, we have to focus on the combustible situation in the region, because it echoes that of the Balkans in a run-up of World War II, for those of you that have studied history. Of course, we also have the emergent threat from China. And yes, there's a new nuclear arms race going on, too. And since the fall of the Berlin Wall, we've gone from euphoria through catastrophe into confusion, one which has led President Obama into the fantastical view that he could remake the world by ignoring its truths. Now, we're back where we didn't expect to be again, superpower competition at every level, often under just the kinetic phase itself. And 2020 is going to be a national security election, mark my words. The choice is going to be more of Trump and his politics, or back to the Obama-era make-believe that got us nowhere. Think about it. Think about it. Got us absolutely nowhere. And by the way, right now, I'm going to tell you again, we need to call Congress. We need to light them, light a fire under their butts and say, hey, guys, you got a job to do, do it. If you don't do it, we'll get somebody else. 2020. Believe me when I tell you, we'll get somebody else. So here's the numbers. For the House of Representatives, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call them, give them your zip code, you'll get your congressman or woman. It's that simple. Tell them to do their job. Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter. And in the Senate, the number is 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Again, tell them to do their job or you'll get somebody new. It's that simple. At least it is from where I'm standing and sitting, because I'm sitting at the present time. Now, keep your eyes on what happens today at 3 p.m. when the president will be announcing what he's about to do with the border. I'm not even going to guess, but I do believe that he will not be declaring a national emergency. May come close. And, oh, by the way, if you're out for a drive this weekend looking for a great new car, check out Moss Family Automotive, Moss Family Chevrolet, 16414 Dale Mabry Highway, easy for me to say, in Tampa, or up there in Crystal River, U.S. 19, or Newport Richey, U.S. 19, State Route 54. Look at a great big American flag. And then they got the Moss Wholesale to the Public, Moss Family Automotive Store in Homosassa Springs. Remember, you serve, you save, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and 911 dispatchers too. Get preferred pricing on brand new Nissan or Chevrolet vehicles. Think about that. Great time to buy a vehicle. Year-end savings, well over $10,000 savings on the Nissan Titan pickup trucks. By the way, I'm enjoying the heck out of my truck that I'm driving. It's a 4x4. It's the SV, Nissan Titan V8, 390 horsepower, 4x4. Haven't had a chance to use the 4x4 yet. I might tinker with it today someplace in my travels. We'll see. But I'm not going mudslinging. Sorry, that's out. Okay. Got to go. We'll see you all Monday morning bright and early on the radio all across the country on these same stations and maybe a couple more to add to it as well. Have a great day, everybody. Take care. Be safe. Stay out of the snow. God bless America. I'll see you Monday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Thank you for calling American Bullion. How can I help
you? The phones are ringing off the hook right now at American Bullion. With wild swings in the stock market and worries about heading into a worldwide recession, cautious investors are quickly shifting part of their portfolios into physical gold and silver for the time being. Don't get caught by surprise like so many did 10 years ago. Protect your retirement before it's too late. Call American Bullion right now to learn about their hassle-free process of moving any portion of your IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of gold and silver tax-free. And ask for your free copy of American Bullion's original gold guide, the only one recommended by former Principal Deputy Director of the U.S. Mint, Red Jepson. Call now, 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. Call American.